Kutcher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Rock and roll music, having some fun.
All right, the Red Sox 3-0. You know, the Red Sox there are 30 games over 500, which would be funny when they're a wild card team and lose. But Alex Cora talks about Eduardo Rodriguez and his success yesterday.
Good mix there. More changeups, a few sliders, great fastball. He competed the whole time on tough conditions, and that's what makes him good. That changeup is one of the best in the league. He can throw it to righties and lefties. He was really good tonight.
Yeah. The last game for the Newton Southeast Williamsport team is this evening at Parkway Field, and if my son does not pitch, I'm going to hit someone in the face. All right, and Jackie Bradley Jr., don't look now, but Jackie Bradley Jr. is hitting a solid 202 for the season.
Oh, wow.
He's slugging
good
at
for him.
A fine 373. And here is Jackie Bradley Jr. He's not so excited. He's over 500 over 30 games.
Team is 30 games over. That's amazing. Great accomplishment so far. You know, we don't care about that right now. We just want to take it one game at a time.
Oh, he's talking about
win today.
Okay.
And, you know, think about winning today, the next day, and see what happens at the end.
I was mistaken. I thought he had actually hit well for 30 games. No, he's just talking about the team being 30 games over 500. So am I the only one who thinks this? Wait a second. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Fred?
Yeah.
What did you do last night, man? I'm watching the simulcast right now. Do you look like you're still awake?
I'm fine today.
No, that's no way. There's no way.
Your eyes are closed.
You're closed, man. I'm watching it with like 60 people right now, man.
You have 60 people at your house at 7 in the morning?
You know what I mean, dude. Don't...
How do I know what you mean? What, do you have an orgy?
It's water fight.
Oh, I mean, dude, it depends. It really depends.
It depends on just who's man enough to go first?
No, dude, you definitely had a nice fourth last night, man. That was definitely, dude.
Explain to me why.
No, I'm just saying you look beautiful. Dude.
No, explain to me why.
Explain to you why what?
Well, tell your stupid friends to shut up.
What? Come on, man.
Grateful Fred, baby.
Grateful Fred, baby.
Hey.
Why are you guys doing this at 6? What do you do for a living? Like, how is this going on?
They're having overtime at their party. Good for them. That's what it sounds like.
Well, if you're doing a bunch of coke and staying up all night, I don't know why you're coming at me.
It's impressive, though.
I wish I was hungover. I wish I could have gone and done things last night. I went to bed at stupid 8:30 because I'm not sad I missed the fireworks, but my family was out of the house, and it was nice.
There's a lot of variety in those fireworks, though. You got to make sure you see them all.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get one that kind of...
So they said, like, it was 8 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, I'll go. And they're like, no, it's more like 9:30. And I'm like, I'm not going to...
Sometimes they're red. Sometimes they're green.
Yeah, and the kids are enraptured with them.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm. Sometimes they do, like, a little sizzle, like...
Yeah.
Well, a lot of variety.
It was the first 4th of July I've ever been in Massachusetts.
Oh, is that true?
That is true. The first ever.
Really?
I've been in Tennessee every other time.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
And where you can buy your own fireworks, and you make your own things happen.
And you can go rogue. You don't have to wait for anybody else's fireworks show. You can have your own fireworks.
They have fireworks that, like, you couldn't pay me to light off unless I was in, like, the middle of a huge field.
You don't want, like, a JPP situation.
No, you wouldn't blow your finger off, but they're the size of
Oh.
Like a box that you would get from Amazon that had like a cooler in it.
Okay.
Which is really just it's the size of a cooler, I guess. That's what I would say. A large cooler.
Slightly bigger than a cooler.
It's slightly bigger than a cooler, right. And so, and you light it, and it's legit, like up in the sky.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah, legit. Like, probably the stuff they use in Newton, you can buy it, and it's like 2 for 1. The sales in Tennessee on fireworks are just green means it's 4 for 1. Blue means you got to pay double. Red means it's 3 for 1. Like, it's very difficult to ascertain, but nonetheless, that's what we do. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.
Boston's Home for Sports is just a command away.
Open your mouth.
Just ask your smart speaker to play. Play at EA5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I need one of those.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. By now, you know what's going on in the NBA. The Lakers have gotten LeBron James. They're acquiring a bunch of expiring contracts. They won't be good this year. I read an interesting thing about the Warriors, how this literally cannot be done again. That the way they drafted can be done again, but then getting the second best player in basketball is totally unique to that 1 year, that one offseason.
Because the cap rose so much, and there was so much TV money, and Durant hit the market at the right time.
Right, and that will never happen again, and the owners will never let that happen again. So this Golden State team... what is your feeling on DeMarcus Cousins? Because I think it's kind of like a non-factor, but what is your feeling
on
him?
Well, it's a non-factor in that, I mean, Golden State was already going to win. Is that what you mean? Like, it does...
Just that, like, he's coming off an Achilles. He comes back in January.
See, I think if the Celtics weren't asleep at the wheel, you know, the reporting from Himmelsbach and Chris Mannix the other day was, it sounds like if the Celtics were a little more proactive, they might have been able to land Cousins instead of Golden State. And
he's better with the Celtics than he is with Golden State.
Yeah, if you're DeMarcus Cousins and you want to recoup your value, I understand going to Golden State and winning a title, and he has the stink of being a losing player and a moody player, which I agree with, and I don't know if it all goes away, just riding the coattails of Curry and Durant and all those guys, but he'd get more minutes here, and you'd be probably still in the NBA Finals here. I think if Danny was ready to go, the Celtics could have DeMarcus Cousins instead of Golden State, and I think that tightens things up a lot. Honestly, like, I don't know if I'd pick the Celtics over the Warriors, but instead of Golden State getting even better, you would have closed the gap. So I think it's significant Golden State got him in that he's not here instead.
Okay, in the Golden State, though, there is a theory that it raises problems not because of his attitude, but because Golden State, say he comes back and he can play, like in February.
Yep.
He gets back to his total health.
Yep.
That they have a way of resting players because they're bored. I mean, Golden State, if you watch them during the regular season, and even the finals, get bored. I mean, they're so much better than everyone else. They'll go into halftime losing by 12, and they'll come out and they'll win by 20.
Right. They did that with Houston in the Western Conference Finals. Like, yeah. They'd like sleepwalk through the first half, and then they're like, oh, okay, time to wake up. Like, they could do that with the second-best team in the NBA last year.
And so the idea was that Kerr would find ways to manipulate minutes and to rest guys, and this might throw this into flux, because now you got another all-star that you got to worry about that can be moody, and then it kind of screws that whole thing up. So with Golden State, I'm not positive if Cousins means anything, but with the Celtics, yeah, he plays. Like, he just plays for the Celtics.
Oh, I think he'd play a lot. And, you know, people kind of poo-poo him as, a moody guy. He's never really been in shape, so it's dangerous coming off this injury. But what do you have? He averaged 25 and 12 last year.
Yeah,
you know,
and plus he's got
Kyrie averaged 25 a game last year. And people are like, wow, Kyrie, how does he score? Look at how much he fills it up. This guy averaged, you know, roughly what Irving did last year. I mean, I'll double check the numbers, but I mean, he's really, really talented. He's not, maybe not the best guy, and he hasn't been a winning player, but yeah, I don't get people who aren't you know, on board with them.
And so there also is a theory that don't acquire guys because they're not going to stay. And then you see that Paul George stayed in Oklahoma City. And now there's rumors that Kyrie Irving wants to play in New York. There's rumors that Kyrie Irving wants to play with Jimmy Butler. What do you do with Kyrie at this point? Like, how do you satisfy Kyrie Irving at this point?
Okay, so the word is now that he may want to team up with a guy like Jimmy Butler and go to, like you said, New York. I know Brooklyn can afford it. I'm not sure the Knicks can do it. Brooklyn has enough cap space after the Dwight Howard trade to have two max guys next year. And the big free agents are Butler and Kyrie and Klay Thompson, maybe a few others, but those are the big names. So if I'm Danny Ainge and Jimmy Butler's available, and supposedly Jimmy Butler's available, I may start looking to Butler instead of Kawhi Leonard, you know, and I kind of think Kawhi might be a foregone conclusion to L.A. anyway, but...
They said the same thing about Paul George, and now Kawhi is saying that he played with the Clippers.
Oh, is he?
Yes. Now he's saying with LeBron...
That's got to be a bluff.
Fair enough, but he's saying that with LeBron in L.A. that he would be willing to go to the Clippers.
He'd want to go do his own thing with the Clippers. Maybe. So I just... If Butler and Kyrie really want to play together, and Danny wants to keep Kyrie, I don't know, do you really try to overpay a little bit? Like, should Jaylen Brown be available for Jimmy Butler to get those guys here instead of them bolting in a year?
I don't get why Jaylen Brown is untouchable.
So I'm with you. I get why Tatum is untouchable.
Sure.
You know, maybe outside of a trade for, like, Anthony Davis.
Right.
I would not make Tatum available. I'm with you. I don't really get it with Brown.
Yeah, Brown is a wing that can jump out of the gym, and there's a trillion of him in the NBA.
Yeah, you hope he's Jimmy Butler. You know, four-time All-Star and all teams. Like, you hope he turns into Butler.
But he's not going to be that defensive player. I don't think he's that.
I think he has that ceiling, but the question is, does he ever get there? I don't know if he ever gets there. Butler's there. Butler is that guy.
Right.
You know, Kawhi is better than that. Like, you hope one day that's what Brown turns into. And I don't know that he will. I think Tatum will turn into that, you know, that at least that group of elite talent.
Well, Tatum has a ceiling of being elite.
Agreed.
I don't think Jaylen Brown has his ceiling of being elite.
Me neither. I think, you know, Tatum to me is, when you talk about elite guys in the NBA, guys who get MVP votes, guys who make all NBA teams, you know, Jaylen Brown could probably make an all-star team. Al Horford makes the all-star team. Like, making the all-star team isn't that hard.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that people go, you know, you talk to these NBA guys, they go, you know, Jaylen Brown could make an all-star team.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So he plays 12 years, he makes an all-star team. Congratulations.
Right.
Mark Chambers and him can get together and have a party.
He said Mark. I was going to go with Mark Price. I was going to go with a different Mark. Yeah.
Well, Mark Price, come on.
Nice shooter.
Georgia Tech kid.
That's a nice shooter right there.
Malone. Yeah, that is.
He'll shoot free throws till the cows come home, that Mark Price.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it is interesting that there could be a move to be made by the Celtics. And it's interesting, Kyrie Irving is not giving you any kind of confidence that he's going to stay here, but this is off the map, but I will take this because there's only 6 more days after this that I can do this. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, guys, hey.
Hey.
Hey. I was just wondering, you keep talking about how excited you are about this, the simulcast to be over in 6 days. I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. You're telling me you're not going to miss all the people calling in telling you how awful you look and that you're hungover?
I have a perpetually hungover look, I will tell you that.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're not going to miss that. I mean,
I'm not going to miss that. What I'm really not going to miss is not making money being on TV.
Well, to be honest, when you broke down the economics of it and the ratings and everything else, I started feeling like I was stealing when I watched the show every morning, so I turned the radio I have on in my kitchen, and I turn the show on so the ratings count, and I turn it to mute, and then I watch the show. So I
thank you very much.
Back, and you can encourage everyone else to do the same so it doesn't hurt the ratings.
All right, so I will break down, because obviously this is going to be spun by our competition as a failure, and it's certainly not. We don't want to be on TV anymore. The idea of being on TV was that we were going to use it as leverage to syndicate the show, which still might happen, but the dollars are measly. I mean,
gotcha, yeah.
I'll tell you this: it's like Burlington, Vermont's not paying out they asked for your show. So, and we're a regional sports show, so we're not going to like LA. So, if we stay here, the television pays, it's like, it's nice, okay? But say television takes away a half a point from our ratings, and that's lowballing it. Because in the morning, people wake up and they watch you on TV. They don't turn on the radio. Felger Mann's a little different. You're at work, you know, you're listening on the computer and things like that. It's
and
nice that they're
staying on the air?
Yes, they are staying on the air, and there will be another show that's on the air as well.
Gotcha.
But we begged and pleaded to get off because if I hit a bonus, a first-place bonus, I've made the money that I would have gotten on television, and if I hit four, I've quadrupled it. So if you can, get me that half a point, which I think is lowballing it, which when we do not come into first place, it's rarely a point. It's usually less than a point. Then I want that money. Like TV is nothing, and they've given us no opportunity to do anything else. We wanted to do some stuff with Mary.
The show's not happening with Wallach.
What's that?
The Meriwether Wallach show's not happening?
They wouldn't do it. And so, like, the stuff like that, like, I love Fowler, and I love the people that we work directly with, but no, I have no time. I don't want to do the TV show anymore. They want two shows on this network. The network wants two shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not lying to you, you can call the front desk and ask them. We opted out. We said, we don't want to be one of these shows. I said, our contract's up at the end of the year. We're moving into new studios. Don't waste your time. And they agreed. And so next Friday will be the last time I am on television. Friday.
That's unfortunate for me, but I get your point.
Do you live where you can get it on the radio?
Sorry.
Huh?
What's that? I can listen on the radio. It's just, I like the visual when I wake up.
Yeah, but there's nothing going on in here. Like, it's just sitting here like an idiot.
Sometimes there is when you have, like, the pasta guy in.
Okay, so I'll tell you this. I promise you when we have stuff like Towny Jeopardy that we will put it up on the internet. That it will be.
All right, excellent.
We'll have it live on the internet, and we get credit for that.
Awesome.
All right.
One final point while I have you on the air, I have you on the phone, because it's first time calling. I've been meaning to run this by you for a while. I have this hot take theory that the Chili guy and Matt Patricia might be the same person.
Well, Matt Patricia's alive, so that's going to get you.
Oh, the Chili guy died? Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
So that's...
Well, I thought you guys were told not to do any more Chili guy material. I didn't realize that was the reason.
That's not the reason. We were there was someone posing as a lawyer that said not to talk about the Chili guy, and I'm completely convinced it had nothing to do with the Chili guy. Considering he died like 2 weeks later,
my theory to pieces.
Yeah, well, because you know the reason the way Chili Guy was the way he was is because of us, of course. All right.
Course.
Well, thank you, sir. And that is my.
Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it. Great talking to you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, the first call of the hour is brought to you by Foxwoods Resort Casino. Dream big and dream often with over $3 million in cash and prizes during Foxwoods Summer of Dreams. And what's funny is I'll explain this thing why we're leaving TV 25 times, and it will be spun that they fired us, and they did not at all. In fact, they wanted to keep the show.
They were like, we got to get that night show simulcast is what they were saying. They're like,
I don't know if this is, they got their big thing then.
We need that. Yeah. They got you know, what do you call them? Celtics games. They have real programming then, yeah.
Yeah, they have. And I'll tell you this, the show that they're picking up is over the moon about being at the...
Oh, yeah, they're very excited. they're very excited.
They are just really into the idea of being on TV. And when you get those dollar signs in your eyes and you think, wow, this is... I could eat at Shoney's for every day of the year. Then you really get excited about it. All right, so we got a call on David Price. We'll talk about that. And first, though, the CBS Sportsman is brought to you by Stoneham Bank.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fists this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We'll be right back. Big pun. Never could see his shoes, but damn, could he rhyme. The Sports Hub American Red Cross... I keep turning up the wrong mic. The Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive is Saturday, July 14th. Donate from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Best Western in Woburn. Maybe see Chachi, because this used to be my baby. Raffles and games throughout the day. Walk-ins, welcome, or schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org. The Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive, Saturday from 10 to 3:30 at the Best Western in Woburn. Scott, you are no fan of David Price.
Oh, no, I'm a good. Hey, what's going on, guys? Is Rich there?
No, he is not. He's having a water fight.
Who's in the seat?
It's Adam Jones.
Adam Jones. I like Adam Jones. Mm. And who's in the other seat? Wallach seat.
Some guy.
Yeah, some guy.
Some guy. That's not nice. Hey, what do you want to do? You want to go David Price? You want me to do my on? I'm based on an assignment the other day.
Yeah, go. I want to talk about your based on assignment.
You want to place of assignment? All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
All right, hang on. So, hey, not there.
My name is Fred.
I know that, but Rich always plays the music. Can Adam play music?
What are you looking for?
What kind of music do you want?
Scorpions, Blackout.
Well, that's very specific.
This would be good.
All right.
No, seriously.
All right.
I'm outside on the deck. My dog's sleeping. My hound.
Listen, I mean, if your dog's sleeping, you have to go to the deck. I mean, that's redundant. I mean,
I'm outside. All right, anyway.
All right, go ahead. We're looking for Blackout. Tracy's pulling it up. What?
I was placed on assignment.
Yeah?
You're never going to believe who I'm standing next to.
Who?
Oh. I know everybody knows him. It's me, though. So, you never know. I hear some music going on.
Yeah, it's Scorpion's Blackout.
Blackout. Fire it up.
It's on, dude. What more do you want me to do?
You're never going to believe where I went yesterday.
Where'd you go?
I was at this place, and I met somebody that you all know.
Okay.
But I just met him for the first time. So I'm going to hand my phone over, all right? Hang on a second. Hey, it's Toucher and Rich. It's 98.5. Yeah, the guys on the radio. Yeah, that's those guys. This is Robert Kraft coming here from the Gillette Fair. Hoo-hoo! We having a boot scooting fun time here. Oh, parking's always free except on Sundays.
Hey, Robert, now, you just had a birthday recently.
Yes, I did. I'm like 82, something like that.
Well, yeah, I know. Who knows? Age is just a number. But
I agree with you, Fred.
What have you been doing in the off season there, Robert Kraft?
Well, see, we got this here at the Gillette Fair. Like I said, parking's always free except on Sundays. We have this horsey ride, and anyone that brings tomato soup gets a free pony ride. Oh, yeah, it's a boot scooting fun time. I met this guy today at Trainwreck. Oh, he's a fun fella. Oh. Hey, Fred, hang on. Can my phone back? Hang on a second. So they get these things up there, the sign-ups. You listen?
Yeah.
All right.
Play Blackout because it's really pertinent. Go ahead.
Well, hang on a second.
It makes it.
Well, the first thing they get these... Well, yeah. It looks like somebody put a cigarette out on the itinerary. Hang on a second. The first thing is a TB12. Hang on a second. The last four letters are missing. It's a total bull. Total bull. It's got to be some rodeo thing. Total bull 12. Maybe 12 horses or something like that. And then they got a 10-speed bike race. Oh, what's that? Oh, because somebody broke the motorcycle. Yeah, that's a shame. That's a horrible shame. Somebody rode a motorcycle. Oh, oh man. Go ahead, ask me questions about Sniper Arena, UNH.
UNH, what's going on?
All right, so back in the day when we were there, we would shake the chain link fence. You can ask Brickley and Sweeney this. I'm serious. I hope they're listening.
Oh, they're listening.
We would shake that goddamn chain link fence. I got my sign up, no custom with a K, because I love Chris Sale. Oh, he's awesome. Anyway, We would shake that thing. We'd cut those guys on from Harvard, BC, BU, Harvard, RBI, everybody. We would lay them out. And Bruce Gilley was in net. He came out one day, and he came back to the chain link fence. He's like, I give you guys a lot of sport. He's like, I'm glad my mother's not in your car. Oh, it's unbelievable. And then we'd come around with the Titan stick, the red and white ones, and it would rake them right across the chain link fence. Yeah, my dad was in charge of scripts in third grade. Oh, the language I learned. That was crazy.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what, Scott. You got us all in stitches. And keep it up. And
I got what?
You got us all in stitches. You got us all...
No, I'm not done yet.
Oh, Scott, feel free to just riff as long as you want, baby.
All right, hey, David Price. Oh, that's okay. Let's get into his head. Hang on a minute. Can you hear me good?
Jesus, Scott, you're fine. Just go and do your thing.
All right, so David Price, you know what's in his head? All the... I almost sweared. Almost all the dig from the big dig is in his head.
Oh, no, that's just silly.
From the big dig in his brain? Oh, good Lord, it's crazy. It's crazy. Seriously. Look at Sale the other night. Was it Saturday?
Sure,
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, Saturday, 13Ks. Oh, no. He just shows up. He's like, he stands on the mound like, ha, stop playing with the elbow pads. Stop playing with the gloves. Just get in a batter box. I got four pitches. You're going home. And that's what he does. David Price shows up. It's like you and I buying a used car. It's crazy. It's like there's two same cars. And, all right, so this is you, Fred. You walk on the car lot.
Yeah.
Hey, what's
what am I wearing?
I want to get it for my son.
What am I wearing? Am I dressed for the water fight in Nantucket?
No, you're wearing flip flops. No, you're fine. Hang
okay.
on.
I got flip flops on. Okay.
You're no Sperry's. Oh, good Lord. You distracted me. Hang on a
second.
Well,
Scott, I mean, it's hard to throw you off there.
It's been real focused.
Well, no. So you walk on the car lot.
What other song would you like to hear besides Blackout by Scorpions? Is there another song you'd like to hear?
Hey, it's your fault. You didn't close the barn door. It's your fault.
Okay, that's a solid 7 minutes of you, Scott.
I thought that might have been Bill Ryder filling in for Jim Rome. Well, let me talk. Let me talk. Whoa.
Bill Ryder. Oh, boy, was he a prick. Now, listen, I'm not going to rack you. Like, the guy's like,
What was that guy's name? Scott? Are we racking Scott?
Yeah, we'll rack him.
Let's rack that. Rome would probably rack that. That's a good 7 minutes he can snooze through at the end of the show.
We'll have 5,000 calls at the end of the show. Chris, go ahead.
Rack that.
Hey, Fred, what's up? It's Romy calling. How are you?
Hey.
Listen, I have a killer idea for the Red Sox games. When it gets boring during a David Price blowout, I think Jerry Remy should FaceTime his son Jared to get his opinion.
I'm not going to do that.
Jeez.
All right. Don't act like someone hit you. I dumped him.
Yeah, no, it was good. You're mature.
That's right. I am mature. Well, anyway, it's the day after the 4th of July.
What's going on here?
Oh, listen, you just have fun.
That was good.
Have fun while you can.
Yeah.
All right. Here are the headlines with Sarge.
Oh, yeah, it's a boot scooting fun time.
Please do not change the channel just because you're going to hear Sarge for the next couple of minutes.
That's a good thing.
We all have our morning routines.
The kids ain't going to learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie. Let's go. .985 The Sports Hub or Toucher and Rich 617-779-0985. There is more news coming out of Nantucket, where Rich, I was informed earlier in the day, was involved in a water fight that happens traditionally on the 4th of July in the streets of Nantucket. And he's minding his own business, and all of a sudden, skabooby, there is a water on him.
Drive-by.
By Felger.
Yep.
And then Sarah Underwood, his wife, Felger's wife, has put up several pictures of Felger, apparently on Instagram, that have humanized him and made him like, hey, look, he can be silly as much as anyone. But now, Sarge, you're saying that something else is coming out that... We have a Zapruder film of the hijinks going on in Nantucket. Not only are Felger and Rich there, and Rich says he's going to get this silly goose back. Now, what do we have going on now?
Well, as you mentioned, Burt Breer is there. He was on scene. And
Family Money.
Right, and to our understanding. Now, if you look at that picture right there, see that guy right over Burt Breer's right shoulder? I believe we have detectives on the scene working on this. That, we believe, is Mike Felger.
Yeah?
And the pictures that Sarah Underwood posted...
Looks a little pale.
Yeah, well, the pictures...
And the hair in back, not even.
But hold on. The pictures that Sarah Underwood posted were from a couple of years ago. So that's why we...
But were they up today?
No.
Oh.
They were not.
So she was looking to humanize him before.
Yes.
Okay.
And our sources...
Well, I think he's been successfully humanized by now. I don't think you need to do it anymore. He's just... He's a real man of the people by now.
Yeah.
But don't forget, his neck looks a little white. He was broadcasting behind a tree the other day.
All right. So the idea is not only am I going to get myself soaked, but I'm going to take 1,000 pictures and put them up on social media.
But, like, look at those smiles, Fred. That's genuine fun right there.
Yeah. You're just out there on the street and everyone's getting wet and wild.
I wish Rich took a picture of this.
If I go on Facebook to his wife's account, I'm sure
there
I'll
you
see
go.
Him. You know what? I'll do it right now.
Get on to Mary's.
Yeah, let's get some pics. Let's get some pics of the good time down there.
Because I'm telling you that there is a lot of fun to be had, and nothing more relatable than a little Nantucket fun.
Well, and then there's the promise to get even. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, like how do you get even after a silly water fight?
Well, that's I don't know.
I'm telling you, come in.
What's
2
Rich
o'clock.
When Rich says he's getting even? What's he thinking? Like, how big's he thinking of going?
I mean, maybe he
is. He going to wait till next 4th of July? You going to plot this thing out?
Yeah, you got a year, and then maybe you get a big water gun and you give him the what for?
Felger's first show in the new studio. Just boom, whack him on the way in, soaking wet, no time to dry off. There you go.
Huh. Yeah.
That's revenge right there.
Best served cold.
Absolutely.
Their son won second place in the blueberry pie eating contest.
Ooh. They got that too?
Because
that's fun.
Yeah, there's a blueberry pie eating contest.
Nice.
Nice.
There are the most epic water fight I've ever seen on the 4th was fab. And I'm glad Gigi was here to see it all.
Well, that's good.
So there's action photos, but nothing regarding Felger.
I don't know. It looked just like him there on the
Sometimes you would just pray for rain.
Yeah, what do you do then?
Well, I think it's all the sillier.
Everybody has a tough year.
God's got a water gun, and he's saying to you, skrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
Browns. God.
Yeah.
God.
God.
Getting even.
Can you imagine not going to it because it was raining?
I do have, I'm looking at video of this right now on the local Nantucket newspaper website. They have, I'm going to see if I can come across anything.
What's that paper called?
That is the...
Bankruptcy News?
The Inquirer and Mirror.
Okay.
Oh, the Inquirer and Mirror.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. Yes.
There's a YouTube clip.
Okay.
Anything in it?
I'm checking right now to see if we have Felger or Rich. 2 minutes, nothing yet.
All right, well, we'll find out what Rich's big plan for revenge is.
How big do you think he should go?
Oh, I think he should kill him. I mean, if you're asking me.
Go for the gold.
You know, like once you've been crossed, you got to send a message.
Yeah.
You know, somebody comes at you strong, you got to come back 10 times as strong.
Rich should work with Jay Stu on this one.
Water cannon to the face? Maybe you'll think twice next time if I really get even.
Well, like, I'm not going to kill you. I'll maim you. Maybe I'll take off your trigger finger.
Get rid of the trigger finger.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Get like a nice eye drop tattoo.
That's right.
After you take him out.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
Like a water gun
just
drop
picture
tattoo.
Rich in prison doing chin-ups. Felger. Felger.
Water cannon.
Felger. And then on his fingers it says Felger tattooed.
This thing's a big deal. I'm looking at it. The fire trucks.
F-E-L-G, then a bunch of R's. On the other hand.
That's right.
Yeah, on the other knuckle.
And then just his face, like tattooed on his nips. All right, so you're telling me there's fire trucks?
There's fire trucks with the hoses?
Now I've seen it all. So what if there's a
this
fire?
Video. I was just going to say the same
during the break.
Well, there's a lot of volunteers that day. There's a lot of people who could all put out the fire with their super soakers, I'd imagine. They'll be okay.
My question would be, what if there was a fire?
Yeah, everybody. I think then they say, hey, guys, fire. Everybody take your super soaker down the street. We're going to go spray it and put it out.
But you're pretty jammed up at that point.
Yeah.
You're pretty jammed up with the, you know, the
fire
crowds and everything.
The fire might get a little out of control, but they'll be able to eventually get it, I think. You know, maybe it's burned down a couple buildings, a few blocks, but, you know.
And you know what I'm sure the kids like is a nice fire hose spraying them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hurt me more?
Yeah.
These super
you don't want
suckers.
That to hit any bare skin, I don't think.
No.
Oh, no.
It's not good. I mean, it's a very powerful device that's been used for wrong in the past.
Indeed.
So what we know now is Breer, Felger, and Rich were all having the time of their lives at the Soak Fest.
And Breer's kid.
Well, I think that you bring your kids.
All the kids.
That's a no-brainer.
It's not just an adult fun time. It's everybody can have a good time.
No, it's for kids, but then, you know, you show a side of yourself that's, you know, maybe like, hey.
I'm just a big kid.
You know what? For one day, I'm just going to turn this thing around to be a big kid.
Yep. I deserve it. I'm taking a me day.
I'm taking a
me day.
You know what? I'm going to wash the ego off, and I'm just going to go, here we are.
The eagle.
The ego is off for the day.
I deserve this.
And can someone please take a million pictures? You'll never guess where I was. A water fight. And then we all sit here and we say, we were doing nothing. Our lives are wasting away. Well, you're in the big water fight. But anyway, the story next week when Rich comes back will be what his retribution to Felger will be. Maybe he will put like a bucket of water on the door.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
And then you open the door and whoops-a-daisies.
You should watch Home Alone.
All wet.
Get some ideas.
Yeah.
But maybe it gets on the boss instead. The boss walks in. It's supposed to be fun. Wait.
Hang on a second.
Zoinks.
Collateral damage.
Oh, no.
Well, next week's the week to do it. Yeah. Right here. Last time in the studio.
Yeah.
You want to do it on the new one?
Maybe he comes. Felger's at the urinal, and he comes behind him. He goes, I don't see you.
We're even.
So that's right. Next Friday is the last in the studio.
Yeah.
And I will be gone for a week and a half.
And so you're missing the golf tournament.
Yes, I am missing the golf tournament.
Big loss.
Yeah. I mean, for the fans.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine anyone wanting to go without me there.
Did a nice job at the auction.
Usually drunk during the auction.
You're on the 19th hole.
Not drunk as Crash when he bought a like $1,000 Celtics thing, even though he does not like the Celtics.
Okay, little buyer's remorse there.
Got a little swept up in the whole situation. It happens to all of us. I bought BC Pittsburgh tickets at the auction.
Hoops or football?
Football. And I bought them, and it wasn't like ridiculous. It was like $200 for four tickets. And we were at my friend's house who lives across the street from BC, and I said, hey, I'll see you guys. I got these seats right there on the 50. And he's like, oh, wow, okay. And then we're sitting there at the 50, and all of a sudden him and about 20 people that he was with come down and sit right next to us.
Yeah, it's not usually overly packed there in the times I've been.
No.
They're not really enforcing the tickets, I don't think.
No, they're not really looking at where you're seating.
Nope. No, they kind of let you sit wherever.
Yeah, and he just was like, he thought it was cute. He let me think it was special for a while, and then there it went. All right, we will be back. We will be joined by Brian Robb. Also, Darren Rovell, very, very upset about the hot dog eating contest that occurred over there in Coney Island. He had a lot to say. We'll figure that all out.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Solak and Bertrand.
While you work.
Pretty much guarantee it to your